Kuf Gimel Mal Cheshvan, Sunday the 16th of November, Rabbi Moshe Chaim Dendorovich, Samol Dochek, V'Yamin Makarev. This week's Torah Away has been sponsored by Family Silver, Le'ilu Nishmos, Rav Eliezer ben Rav Chaim Yisrael HaKohen, Zichron Levocha, and Rav Chaim Yisrael ben Rav Yaakov HaKohen, Zichron Levocha.
The big question this week said, Vayeach Yitzchok is Esav, Zayi Bevich. Yitzchok liked Esav because he brought him food. The Targum says, Are mitzeidoi hava ochil. Esav went out to the fields, and he hunted behemoths, and he brought them home to his father to eat. The Mephoshim ask, Yitzchok Avinu, does he have his spineless because his child brings him to eat, and therefore he lacks a rosha? Esav was a rosha. Esav did the worst of Averus. And because he gave him to eat, therefore he was sold for him. Whatever he said was alright. What's pshat? There's another great question. All the time, Yitzchok didn't see anything wrong in Esav. He never saw anything wrong. One day, when Yitzchok asked Esav to bring food, and the Maaseh Yaakov brought the dinner, that day when Esav came in, it says, Vayechrad Yitzchok charoda gedoyla ad mo'oid. A fear. What's the fear? Says Rashi that when Esav came in, he saw the Gehenim burning under Esav. Why just that night he saw the Gehenim burning? What was all the time? What was till now? If Esav was Matzliach to win his father's love, what happened this night? To explain this, I want to say a few points and then we'll go back and we'll answer everything together. There was a Rebbe called Rab Shimela Amshinover. He was a Groser Tzaddik, and he was together with the Mira boys in Shanghai, in the war. Most of the boys came from the Litvish yeshivas, from Mira, came to Shanghai. But there was also a Kvitza of Chassidish Bukhrim, who came together with Rav Shimela also in Shanghai. One of the boys who were with Rav Shimela had a brother who was living in Shanghai, a fryer person, mamish fry. He had become a communist, and he was against, not just he didn't keep the Torah, he had a sinner to the Torah, and everything was fun of the Torah. A very, 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 very far gone person. Said Rab Shimela to this boy, everybody had where to stay, but you go and stay by your brother. Said this bocha to Rab Shimela, I'm very sorry, I can't stay by him. He's got a sinner he hates from a yid. And how will I eat there? Everything is treifus. How can I go to him to eat by him? Who knows how the house looks like? Said Rab Shimla, I don't care, no excuses, you must go to this brother and live by him. I ask a question, how are you going to eat by him? Take your own pot, your own kalim, and cook for yourself, bring your own food, we'll give you the food what you need, but I want you to stay by him. This bocha went to his brother, and he was there for 2 weeks. He came back to Rav Shimla. He said to Rav Shimla, I can't stand it anymore. I just can't stand it. It's disgraceful what's going on there. So Rav Shimla said, I don't care. I want you to stay. As long as we are in Shanghai, you've got to stay there. He carried on, and he was always complaining that he's by his brother, the communist. Rav Shimla didn't want to hear. Years later, years and years later, after the war, this bocha was living in America. The Bocher was staying by his brother, not the communist, the Bocher, was living in America. One morning, two boys knock on the door. And the two boys say to this Bocher, who was already married with children, "Do you recognize us?" He says, "No. You don't recognize us, but we know who you are. We are the sons of your brother, the communist. And we used to watch you, and it interested us how you were behaving. We saw you putting on tefillin in the morning. So we asked our father, what's that?" He says, "That's narishkeiten, shtusim. That's boxes. It's nothing," he said. "It's messing about. But we watched you, and we saw you had a refined type of life. And we liked it. So we watched and we watched and we watched. And we decided we're going to find out what are these boxes, what the father is making fun of it. And we found out exactly what these tefillin are. That these tefillin are reminders of Yetzias Mitzrayim. And these tefillin are meshabed the person HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They makar of a person HaKadosh Baruch Hu." We started fighting against our father that we want to put on tefillin. And our father wanted to kill us. It didn't help. We were sure of ourselves, that's our way in life. Bochshev would become from, and we're trying to find out a few years, where exactly do you live? Now we found out we've come to visit you. These two Bochrim became from a Bochrim, mamish from a Bochrim. Years later, they were already both Magidish Shiurim and Yeshivas. Talmid HaChachomim, real Talmid HaChachomim. This Bocher went, Rav Shimla Amshin was still living, and he went into Rav Shimla Amshin over, and he said, "You know, Rebbe, you told me to stay by my brother the communist. Two pearls came out of this. Two children became from. These two children became from." Said Rav Shimla Amshin, Moire de Kavot. Chazal say, "Le'oilom yehei smoil merachek v'yamin mekarif." A person's got two hands. The normal pshat in the Gemara is the left hand should push away and the right hand should bring nearer. Because the left hand is a weaker hand. So the left hand, which is a bit weak, push away. Don't do too strong with your hand to push away. The yamin, the right hand, which is the strong hand, should be makarev, should bring nearer. Said Rav Shimla, "I translate this gemara in a different way. Yamin is right. Right is the tzad yamin. Yamin is the right way. Small is an example, left. It's not left wing. It's not so straight. I say that every kirov that a person does comes from the tzad yamin. And every richik, what you push away somebody, comes from the tzad smoil. I don't say that the left hand should push. I say anybody who pushes away, that comes from the tzad smoil, comes from the left wing. And all kiruvim, all what you're makarif people, comes from the right side." Said Rav Shimla, "I hold there's no way, in any way, to push away somebody. You see, I pushed you to be by your brother, and two pearls came out." With this, we can understand, firstly, why Yitzchok Avinu was Makarav Esau. Because there's no inyan of pushing away. If you're Makarav, you can always win. If somebody shouts at his child, he's worth nothing. So the child says, "Well, I'm worth nothing, so I'll carry on that way." If the father says to the child, "You're so good, you're so worthy," so the child wants to prove that he's worthy. So we've already got one explanation why Yitzchok was Makarav Esau. Because Yamin, the right side, is the side of Kirev. Richek, push away somebody, is a left side. But I want to carry on a bit more deep. We say in Sriches, V'zocharti esprisi Yankiv, V'av esprisi Yitzchok, V'av esprisi Avrom, Eskoya V'oretz Eskoya. It's in the Teichocho, Parshas B'chukos. The Medrash says like this. By Avrom it says, V'zocharti es. And also, by Yaakov, by Yitzchok, it's, the word Zechira is not mentioned. V'zocharti es brisi Yankov, but Yaakov says v'zocharti. V'af es brisi Yitzchok, it doesn't say the word Zechira. V'af es brisi Avrom eskoya. So on Yaakov and Avrom, we've got the word Zechira, to remember. Yitzchok, it doesn't say remember, it just says v'af es brisi Yitzchok. Says the Medrash, Yitzchok doesn't need to be remembered. Why? Because Yitzchok was a ben shel Yisurim. He was a child. That's what the Medrash says. Ben shel Yisurim. A child of Yisurim. A child of trouble. He had a lot of trouble. The Mefarshim asks, what's the trouble that Yitzchok had? So most Mefarshim say that Yitzchok was blind at the end of his years. And a blind person is reckoned as if he are mace, as if he are a dead person. So he had Yisirim. He had trouble. He was a blind man. But the Mefarshim ask, it says that Yaakov Avinu was also blind at the end of his years. When there came the children of Yosef and Asher Ephraim, he couldn't see exactly what's going on. But he also couldn't see, he was blind. So if that's Pshat Yisurim, Yaakov would also have Yisurim. I said a new Pshat in this Medrash. No. If the Medrash meant that Yitzchok went through Yisirim, it should say, Ki Yitzchok soval Yisurim, hoyol Yisirim. The Medrash says, hoyol ben shel Yisirim. He had a boy, which this boy was making him trouble. And if this boy was making him trouble, he should have pushed away the boy. He didn't push him away. He kept him by him. And he was Makaravim. It says in the Pasuk, Hashem Tzilcho. The Ribbon Shalom is the shadow of the person. Says the Baal Shem Tov HaKodesh. How the person behaves, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is his shadow. According to his behavior, HaKadosh Baruch Hu behaves with him. The Ger Rebbe told me once, a Moira de Kavot. It says in the Pasuk, Ki kasha yeyasa ish esbenoi, Hashem alikecho meyasreko. According to the way that a person is meyasa'i, is mechanech his child, the Rebbein Shem does the same. So Poshup Shat is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does it with Rachmonas, he does the Yisur with Rachmonas. The Rebbe said to me, I think the Pshat is more deep. The Ribbon Shem looks at a person. Let me see how you behave with your son. The way you behave with your son, the Ribbon Shem will behave with you. If a father sees a son doing wrong, there's a lot of ways of going about it. He can shout at his son, he can hit his son. So the Ribbon Shem says, if that's the way you feel to be mechanach your son, I'll do the same with you. But there's a father who sees the son's going on the wrong way, and he says, I want to be Makari, I want to help you. What can I help you? He's looking all the way, ways and means of to do good with his child. So what does the Ribbon Shem see? That even when the child's going in the wrong direction, the father tries to bring him back. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'll do the same thing. Rab Chaim Chernevitzer, he was the Be'er Maim Chaim. He never had a son who went off the way. The Maskilim caught him, and he went worse and worse till he was mamish doing big aveiros. And the Be'er Maim Chaim used to ask him every day, what can I do for you, my son? What can I help you, my son? And then afterwards the Be'er Maim Chaim went to the Beis HaMedrash and he stood by the Omer and he said, Ribbono Shel Olam, I've also got a son who's not doing the right things. Not just not doing the right thing, he's doing the wrong things. But I always ask him, what does he need? I try to help him. Ribbono Shel Olam, do the same with us. Where you've got children who are not doing so right, But give them what they need. Help them. Maybe through that, that you help them, you'll bring them back. That's the pshat kasha yasa ish es benoi, Hashem alekecho meyasre. Chazal say that la'osid lo v'akudish boch is going to come to Avraham Avinu, is going to tell Avraham Avinu, bonechochotu, your children have sinned. So Avraham Avinu will say, well, if they've sinned, they've got no chance. Akadosh Baruch Hu goes to Yaakov Avinu. Your children have sinned. Well, if they've sinned, I've got nothing more to say. Akadosh Baruch Hu goes to Yitzchak Avinu, and Yitzchak Avinu starts tining with the Rebbein Shem. He starts making a bit of a cheshbon. Let's make a cheshbon, says Yitzchak Avinu Akadosh Baruch Hu. How long does a normal person live? 70 years. 35 of it is a person sleeps by night, the night. Then over the day, Yitzchak makes a cheshbon with the Rebbein Shem, less and less and less. And then the remaining, Akadosh Baruch Hu, I want to make a cheshbon with you. Half on me and half on you. Why Pink Yitzchak is the one who says to Akadosh Baruch Hu, I want to make a cheshbon? Say tzadikim, because Yitzchak said, I also had a boy who was doing bad deeds. I didn't push him away. Vayehav Yitzchak, I loved him. I loved him, although he was doing everything wrong. Ribbon Shem, I've got the right to say, I've got the right to say that I want you also to love your children, even if they were not perfect. Me with you together will deal with the story. And that's the Toiva for Klal Yisrael. I heard once from the Rebbe, the Rebbe Simcha Moira de Kazach, Yitzchok, what's the gematria of Yitzchok? 208. Yitzchok, Yud Tzadik is 100, and Kuf is 100, and Ches is 8, 208. Tzayid, Tzadik Yud is 100, and Dalet is 4. 104 is half of 208. Vayav Yitzchok es Esav. Why did Yitzchok love Esav? Ki tzayid b'fiv, because it was half of Yitzchok. He said later, pal golai, pal galoch. That gave him the chance to say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I want to help the Eden. Because he dealt with his child in a nice way, so he said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I want you also to deal with our children in a nice way. Ki tzayid b'fiv, tzayid is 104. Tzayid is half of Yitzchok. Yitzchok is 208. Pal golai, pal galoch. Yitzchok said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, half is on me and half is on you. That's the half. Tzayid is half. So now we've got an extra explanation. What's this Vayav Yitzchok is Esav ki tzayid b'fiv? 2 points. Point number one, because Richuk is from Tzad HaSmoil. Smoil is left. And Kiriv is from Tzad Yamin. Now we've got an extra what? That because Yitzchak was Makarev's child, through that he had a pischen peh. He could open his mouth to say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, deal with my children also in the right way. That's the pshat in the Medrash. Avraham Avinu needs a schira. V'atis brisi Avraham eskoya. Yaakov needs a schira. V'zochati es brisi Yankiv. Yitzchak doesn't need a schira. Because Yitzchak was dealing with his child in the way of love, although he was doing the wrong things. So when HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees Yitzchak, doesn't he remember things? The etzem behavior of Yitzchak, the etzem way Yitzchak carried on, that alone brings a toiva for Klal Yisrael to save Klal Yisrael. Now we've got the other point, which we have to understand. What happened this night when Esav wasn't matzliach to bring the food for his father? Then it's written, Vayechrad Yitzchak Charod Zegedoyle Adot. The Imri Emes, the father of the Ger Rebbe, the Beis Yisrael, and the Lev Simcha Pnei Menachem, was saying the Haggadah Leil Pesach. And he said, Rosh Hashanah Yoyma, what's the Rosh Hashanah? Ma Avodah Zeis Lachem. And you tell the Rosh Hashanah Hakeh Shinov, ve'emoyloi. Ba'av zeh osa Hashem li betzeis Mitzrayim li ve'loyloi. Ilohoye shom lohoye ligo. So one of the children asked the Imre Emes, we've got a klal, what we said before, lohoylom yehei smoil merache, v'yamin mekarev. Why did he give such a push to the Rosha? Why such a push? The Rosh is taken up the Seder, Abba, leave a loy, lahoy, shem lahoy, nigel. So the Imre Emes said a very interesting word. Said the Imre Emes like this. Pesach, the night of Pesach, is the shoyrish of Klal Yisrael. Every Yid, even if he goes wrong the whole year, when it comes Pesach, and it comes back to the root of Klal Yisrael, he should have a bit of a change. And if this night he doesn't have a bit of a change, there's nothing more to do with it. Why is it this night? I'll explain it a bit with a Maisa of the Rishna Rebbe. The Rishna Rebbe was living in Sadigura at the end of his years. There was a Kofri, a village man, wanted to be by the Rishna Rebbe for Pesach. 2 weeks before, he left his house and he went over to go to this Rebbe, the Rishna Rebbe. He arrived the day of Bedikas Chometz and he was so tired from the way he fell down on a bench and he fell asleep. The Rebbe of Rishon used to go out to the Bedikas Chometz, first his house, then he used to go around the whole Beis Hamikdash looking for Chometz. Then he used to go to the Omid and used to say loud, Kol chamira v'chamira de'ike b'shisi. The chazita v'lo chazita used to say loud, v'ave but. When the Rishna Rebbe said those words loud, this village man woke up. And he said, oi, oi vai! The Rebbe's saying kol nidre, and I have to eat his sudan afsekes. Everybody burst out in laughter like you burst out in laughter. What's kol nidre? We're speaking about Erev Pesach. Well, what sudam have sex? What's going on? Everybody laughed. So the Rishna Rebbe said, tell me, why are you all laughing? They said, this village man is such an amoretz. Erev Pesach, he said, the Rebbe saying, kol nidre. Said the Rebbe, don't laugh. He's not so far off. Listen, very interesting. I'll explain you why he's not far off. It says in Parshas Boy, Zois is Yom Kippur. In Pasht Achremus it says, Zois is Yom Kippur. The Torah says that Leil Pesach, when it was the Geula of Klal Yisrael, it's got the same koyach as Yom Kippur. Va'avadotem is Avoida Zois of Yom Kippur. What a Yid can do Yom Kippur from the fear of the Yom Adin, it's the Yom Adin, the Yid can do the same thing Leil Pesach from the Ava Takudish Boch when he took us out of Mitzrayim. From Ava, there's Tshuva Meira, there's Tshuva Me'ava. Yom Kippur is the Tshuva Meira. A person gets a shokel, it comes Yom Kippur. The same shokel the person can have Leil Pesach from Avatak Kodesh Boch, from Yetzias Mitzrayim. Va'avadotem es ha'avoida ha'zois. The zois of Yom Kippur will be b'chodesh hazeh Pesach. Said the Rishna, just like we say, Erev Yom Kippur, kol nidre ve'esore. That's the Akdoma from Yom Kippur. Leil Pesach, the Akdoma of Leil Pesach is the night before, kol chamira v'chamira de'ike b'rshisi. The kol chamira is a remez of the eight sahara. The eight sahara is called chometz. The Gemara says in Brochus, "Goli v'yodu alfonecha shebritzenenu la'asu retzenecho." Almi ma'akvoy, asor shebeisa ma'akvoy. The yeast of the dough is disturbing us. The chometz. So just like erev Yom Kippur, we say the kol nidre. Erev Pesach, the night of erev Pesach, the night before, we say kol chamira v'chamira dike b'shisi. We wanted to get away the Yetzirah. It's the same koyach. Therefore said the Imre Emes, according to this word of the Rishna, just like Yom Kippur, even the worst Yid even a yid doesn't keep Shabbos, or he does other things. The worst yid, Yom Kippur Banait, he comes into shul, and he fasts Yom Kippur, and he won't eat, and he won't do a Moloch Yom Kippur. Even the lowest grade of yid will be Beseder. Leil Pesach is the same thing. A yid feels the Ribbono Shel Olam is pulling him. Zochati lo chesed nuraich abas klir esayach lechtech achim yidin went out of Mitzrayim and they became near to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How the Sosema says, the yidin were oiv to avoid the Zora night before and mishchu v'kchu lechem, mishchu yedeichem avoid the Zora, they were in avoid the Zora. And the next day it says, Yotsu kol tzivoy sashem, they became the army of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Such a change, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu pulled him, he pulled us to him. So therefore said the Imre Emes, if Leil Pesach Banait, the Rosha carries on and he makes fun, if you're making fun Leil Pesach, there's something wrong. There's nothing what to do with him. A whole year there's what to do with him. But if it comes Leil Pesach and he starts making fun of the Pesach, that means even when HaKadosh Baruch Hu pulls us to him, he's not letting, there's nothing what to do. Moirai Baraboisai, when was this day that Yitzchok asked Esav to bring food? It was Leil Pesach. And the others kept Pesach already beforehand, because the whole koyach of Klal Yisrael came from the others. So Yitzchok a whole year around, Vayav Yitzchok as Esav Kitzai Befiv. But when it came Leil Pesach, and he came in from a Ratzicha, if Leil Pesach is the same bad fellow, there's nothing what to do. But we say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribbono Shel Olam, even the Yid who's gone very far off, even the Yid who's done a lot of Averis, but every Yid of us becomes a Shinui Yom Kippur, becomes a Shinui Pesach, he becomes better. Therefore there's what to do with us. Just like Yitzchak looked after his son, and he loved him, although he was doing wrong, because he knew there's still what to do with him. Ribbono Shel Olam, you know there's plenty what to do with us. We are good children, even if Amul we go wrong, but we're children of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We want to be good, and we will be good. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, give us in the schus of Yitzchak, a gila shleima b'mehera b'yomayi umayi.